Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course deals with treating distracted and impulsive ADD children. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc. dealing with ADD. As each case is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer book prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purposes of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as basic symptoms, idiosyncratic patterns, no fault, internal dialogue, negotiation training, tactics for start behavior, general principles, four common errors, four steps, how not to argue, medication, guidelines for effective homeschool partnerships, classroom management, and time management. So let's get started. I realize you are all too familiar with the eight common symptoms of ADD, but I felt it might be beneficial to make sure we are all on the same theoretical page regarding ADD diagnosis. As I explain briefly each of the eight symptoms, have a client in mind and make a mental checklist as to the symptoms he or she is exhibiting and the therapeutic strategy you are using. Even though this course deals with attention deficit disorder in children, I would like to use the balance of this track to compare and contrast eight common ADD symptoms in children and adults. The eight common ADD symptoms we will be comparing and contrasting children with adults are inattention, impulsivity, difficulty delaying gratification, emotional overarousal, hyperactivity, noncompliance, social problems, and disorganization. Regarding the first common symptom, inattention, clients with ADD will often find themselves having trouble concentrating on many things. As you know, inattention may hurt adults with ADD at work, where they may not be able to finish as much as they would like. At home, inattention may be the reason adults don't stay on top of household chores. For children with ADD, the situation is similar. They may not be able to complete schoolwork or manage their responsibilities at home. The day can seem like an endless series of frustrations. However, this inattention can also frustrate ADD clients in social situations where many conversations are occurring. The person with ADD will likely have difficulty following the conversation to which they are supposed to be paying attention. The second common ADD symptom, impulsivity, is often not as apparent in adults with ADD as it is in children with ADD. People with ADD may have a tendency to interrupt, blurt things out, or yell in conversation. Sound familiar? The third common symptom, difficulty delaying gratification, is related to the ADD client's sense of impatience and frustration stimulated by having to wait and think. For children with ADD, difficulty delaying gratification often causes them to have trouble finding the patience for academic tasks. Adults with ADD may display the difficulty delaying gratification symptom by lacking the patience to balance a checkbook, file a tax return, or pay the bills. In addition to inattention, impulsivity, and difficulty delaying gratification, the fourth symptom of ADD is emotional overarousal. For ADD children, emotional overarousal is primarily manifested in hyper-silly routines and ferocious tempers. Once they have become adults, the hyper-silly routine is less common. However, ADD adults often still struggle with their tempers. Sound like a client of yours? The fifth common symptom of ADD is hyperactivity. As you are aware, hyperactivity is commonly displayed in children and adults with ADD by a tendency to fidget and move around a lot. However, inactivity can also take a verbal form. ADD clients may have rapid, non-stop speech, and they may not be very good listeners. As you know, some clients are ADD, but not HD. In the next track, we will talk about these idiosyncratic patterns. The sixth common symptom of ADD, noncompliance, is simply a problem with following rules. Children with ADD may be easier to spot by the noncompliance symptom because there are often more rules for them to break. I have noticed that in adults with ADD, noncompliance is less obvious because they don't often have others telling them what to do. However, they may have difficulty with supervision in the workplace. Supervision often stirs up anti-parent antagonisms from their childhood. The seventh common symptom of ADD is social problems. Children with ADD may struggle to make friends and get along with peers. By the time they are adults, people with ADD have generally given up on creating and maintaining long-lasting relationships. The social problems are often caused by other symptoms of ADD, temper, talkativeness, and restlessness, for example. Social problems will also be dealt with in detail on the next track as an idiosyncratic, unique pattern. Finally, the eighth common symptom of ADD is disorganization. In children with ADD, disorganization is often noticed through schoolwork. For ADD adults, disorganization is manifest in their difficulty keeping track of dates, times, and appointments. For both children and adults with ADD, their memory can be amazingly erratic. They may often have a number of projects that were started and never completed. Sound like a client of yours? On this track, we have talked about the eight common symptoms of ADD. The eight common symptoms are inattention, impulsivity, difficulty delaying gratification, emotional overarousal, hyperactivity, noncompliance, social problems, and disorganization. On the next track, we will discuss the five idiosyncratic, unique patterns of children with ADD. The five idiosyncratic, unique patterns of children with ADD are good social skills, a high IQ, shyness, no siblings or one-on-one preschool attention with parents, and ADD without hyperactivity. We will also talk about the misdiagnosis of ADD for learning disabled. Question 1. What are the 8 common symptoms of ADD?